Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, across Israel, it's a bright day with clear skies. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are mild, ideal for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem is cooler, perfect for a walk around the old city. In Haifa, the weather is pleasant, with a gentle breeze. Meanwhile, in Eilat, it's warm and sunny, a great day for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, an IDF strike in Gaza has killed the head of Hamas's funds transfer network and his deputy, as reported by JNS earlier today. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that U.S. pressure is limiting Israel's actions as Iran steps in to support a weakened Hezbollah, creating a ring of fire around Israel, according to expert insights. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that an alleged spy's escape in Lebanon has exposed Israel's shadow war inside Hezbollah, sparking political tensions. Separately, Axios reports Israel has struck Iranian military targets, marking a new phase in the conflict following an Iranian missile attack. And finally, according to Forward, France has banned Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich as six countries impose sanctions over Israeli settler violence in the West Bank. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24N, EWS English, shared that the IDF confirmed the elimination of Khader Jamasi and his deputy in a strike in northern Gaza. They were crucial in transferring funds to Hamas. IL Red Alert reported that Bahrain's defense force intercepted Iranian missiles and drones targeting civilian sites on Wednesday. Raylan Givens posted that Iran's Ministry of Foreign Affairs is reassessing talks with the U.S. following last night's exchange of fire. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF strike in Gaza. According to JNS, the targeted individuals were responsible for channeling tens of millions of dollars to Hamas. This strike is a significant blow to Hamas's financial operations and highlights Israel's ongoing efforts to disrupt funding networks. Turning to U.S.-Iran-Israel dynamics, the Jerusalem Post notes that Dr. Menachem Merhavi considers Iran's strategy to encircle Israel with proxies as currently faltering. These developments suggest a complex geopolitical chess game, with U.S. influence playing a crucial role in Israel's strategic decisions. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on the escape of an alleged spy in Lebanon underscores Israel's covert operations against Hezbollah. The incident has intensified political disputes within Lebanon, revealing the shadowy nature of intelligence wars in the region. Separately, Axios highlights Israel's recent military actions against Iran following missile attacks. This escalation follows the April 8 ceasefire, signaling a shift in Israel's military approach towards Iran, with potential implications for regional stability. And on the diplomatic front, Forwards report about France and other nations imposing sanctions on Israeli groups reflects international disapproval of settler violence. This move could affect Israel's diplomatic relations and influence its policies in the West Bank. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that a new packaging sorting plant with a 70 million shekel investment will be built in the Hiriya Recycling Park, set to triple processing capacity. Separately, CTEC discusses Israel's economic resilience, noting strong markets and falling risk premiums, but also highlighting underlying concerns about growth and security. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Tel Aviv stock indexes fell following resumed fighting with Iran. Analysts urge perspective, pointing to previous rallies after U.S. market gains. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.